From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition C. Here's KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch.
San Francisco's Prop C is an incredibly small and specific ballot measure, but it'll likely mean a lot to the handful of people it affects. It has to do with providing retirement healthcare benefits to about 100 San Francisco Housing Authority employees. Here's the backstory. San Francisco Housing Authority is the federally funded agency that provides rental assistance like Section 8 vouchers to city residents. It was mismanaged for years. Last year, the feds ordered that the city take it over and get it into shape. So now a small group of employees from the Housing Authority are finding themselves with a new boss, the city. But they're also faced with the potential of losing all the retirement healthcare benefits they accrued working for their former employer. So Prop C would allow these newly minted city employees to credit their years of working for the Housing Authority toward their new job at the city. If Prop C passes, when they retire, they'll be able to cash in on the years working for the Housing Authority in addition to their time with the city. This technically requires an amendment to the city charter, which can only be done by vote, so the Board of Supervisors put this proposition on the ballot. No one is officially opposing it as of yet. How does this affect the average San Franciscan? It won't, really. The city controller has said it will have minimal impact on the cost of government. We're talking about, at most, 130 people, each one costing the government about $80,000 in retiree benefits. So to recap, a yes vote would provide retirement healthcare benefits for the small group of former Housing Authority employees that now work for the city. A no vote means they won't get the retirement benefits for the years they already worked.